darkest day when you can't find your way. Looking outside, all you'll find is gray. Confined by the mind, trapped inside the cage. A slave to what you crave with no way to escape. Look behind the mind and you will find the place inside where the sun shines. Feel it shine like a star inside your heart. Sunlight shine bright, watch away the dark.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareko. It's time for Light and Energy with psychic medium Ed. Ed Carlton is an empath, a healer, a psychic, and a medium. We are about to connect with spirit through angels and spirit guides. The last Friday of every month, Ed is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. Throughout our high rank shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. We all have situations in life that happen that may throw us off balance. Spirit wants to help. That is where psychic medium Ed comes in. He has extensive research, training, classes, and seminars throughout many places, including his certification at Delphi University. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? Jump the long list of callers and we take your call. Visit our website, charlotteview.net, and look under monthly shows. Choose Ed from the options. People are awakening to this awareness that we all have psychic abilities. Ed has created group workshops, events, and a one-on-one mentoring program that will help tap into your unique abilities. Giving a reading, says Ed, is like stepping into a person's life for the duration of their reading. It is as though I am standing next to the caller or client, seeing and feeling the people or circumstances, both as they currently are, as well as upcoming in their life. Though Ed has given thousands of readings over the years, he is still amazed every day of his life that the information comes to him with such exceptional clarity, and that his readings are filled with defining, personal details connected to existing or upcoming situations, events, or people for the client. Join Light and Energy with psychic medium Ed the last Friday of each month, 12 noon EST. For mentorship or private readings, please contact Ed directly at www.psychicmediumed.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays to Charlotte View and listen to all our shows. Go to charlotteview.net and look under monthly shows. Find our podcast directory and listen to us live or on demand. Now, think of your question and get ready to get clarity and empowerment to make better life choices and understand the energies working around you. Now, for your host, Claudia Pareko.
Danny, and welcome everybody to Light and Energy with Psychic Medium Ed, a show that helps callers understand their own psychic abilities and get clarity on how to use them. Today, we are very happy to bring the special guest, Pamela Sophia Reyes. She will talk about the John of God Crystal Light Bed Sessions and what are the things around it. The bed is an advanced chromatic healing therapy that uses rainbow color light beams focused on the body through seven very pure quartz crystals. These crystals are born in a bed of water deep beneath the earth in Brazil, then sculpted under a waterfall and are specially chosen by John of God. who authorizes the light bed for use by select trained therapists like our guest, Pamela Sophia Ray. It is not long ago that I heard about John of God, and I truly think it was in one of the Oprah shows when I first heard about him. But I really don't know that much about him. It's just I heard so many things that this man has been able to do for people. He has cured so many, and he has been a light and inspiration for many others. But let's bring Pamela Sophia Ray to the show. And Ed has told us that he's going to be 5 minutes late. So while we wait for Ed to join us and start with the callers, which both Pamela and Ed are going to answer, because Pamela is a medium too. So today you're getting two for the price of one. Well, for the free of one. So let's bring Pamela to the show. Hey, Pamela.
Thank you, Claudia, for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share the light of the John of God Crystal Light Bed energy.
And thank you so much for being here, for playing with Ed and I. And, well, things happened. And so now Ed has had a little delay. But I told Pamela, well, we can talk. And so we wanted to, Ed wanted to give you some time to tell his callers and his followers about these light bed sessions that he truly enjoys and believes in. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your own journey, Pamela? How is it that you got involved with John of God? And also, tell us a little bit about the name that some people are curious about. Why is he called John of God?
Yes. That's a very big question, because I asked that question myself when I was in Brazil with John of God. And his name is John, Joel, and he is also a man of God. So it doesn't mean that he thinks, you know, that he's God or anything like that. He says that God heals, and he has nothing to do with it, that they come through him, the entities do, and be of service for people. So his name is John of God because he's a man of God, and his name is John. And for me, it's been about 16 years now. I was in Hawaii. The shaman that I was working with, named Andre, he says to me, do you want to go see John of God? And I said, I don't know who John of God is, and no, I don't want to go because I'm here in Hawaii. So I did not go, and I came back to North Carolina at my home, and there was a brochure on my table, and it said John of God. Well, John of God doesn't send out brochures. I have brochures or whatever, but he doesn't really send them out. He has a little card, and that's it. And so I called my friend, and I said, wow. I said, we have got John of God brochure. And so we called Andre, and we ended up in Brazil within 2 weeks getting our passport and our visa and everything. So here I am in Brazil at the Casa within 2 weeks, and was getting ready to leave after being there a month with John of God, and I walked through the line to leave. And when I walked through the line to leave, our plane was leaving in a couple hours. He says, you, surgery at 2. And I said, oh, no, I can't have surgery at 2. I have to fly, leave, you know, kind of using my arms as an airplane because he's Portuguese. And he says, go sit in my current room, kind of in a stern voice. And so when I did that, I looked up and he was looking at me. And when he looked at me, it was kind of like, well, you know, why did you even come here? And so I started thinking about, you know, why I did come there. And so at that point, I had to make a decision. So I left and went out and told my friends that I was going to be staying in Brazil with John of God. So I got my little suitcase and I went down to the internet cafe and I got me a house for a month. And I stayed 3 months and I had surgery at 2. And during that time of being there with him at the CASA is when he told me to take the crystal light bed back to the U.S. with me and take it where it calls me. And I, you know, at that point I was like, oh, really? Wow, I'd done Reiki Master, you know, and did all this stuff. And I was like, oh, interesting. And I kept it for myself for about 6 months and didn't really go out. And then all of a sudden calls started coming in for me to go take the crystal light bed to places. And so that's what I've done since I, you know, got it. And he told me to do that. And so I just brought a new one back. Last year when I was in Brazil, he told me to bring this one back and take it where the light calls me. So I travel around and take it where it calls me. And it's interesting that the people that come, you know, they're called to come, and it's just orchestrated so beautifully. And the experiences are just amazing. Every single time it's different for every single person, no matter if they had one session or 30 sessions.
And that is one of the questions of some of the people is, when you go to the bed, does it only clears your chakras and your aura, or does it go deeper than that?
Well, that's funny you said that, Claudia, because the theme this weekend on the way here, every retreat I go to, it always has a kind of a theme that we work with. And so this one was called Go Deeper. And that also has to do with my shaman, Andre, that actually has the eagle feathers when I met John of God, and he says, go deeper, go deeper. So it goes really to where you need anything in your life. It can be a family issue. It can be a job. It can be health. It can be things beyond our knowing. Each session, I can't tell the person what's going to happen when they go in, because it is beyond my, you know, reasoning at reasoning level. So you just have to let go and let the medium come in and tell what you hear is what I do. Is I hear the doctors, I hear he's there, and I can tell that person what happened by what they tell me they experienced under the bed, like if they saw faces or they saw colors or they experienced physical things. And then I know what doctor comes in. They kind of tell me, because I've been with John of God for so long, 15 years, that every time the doctors come in, they say the same thing, so I know that they're there. For instance, like Dr. Augusto will come in and he'll say, I go to the depths of the ocean to save one soul. So I know Dr. Augusto is there for their session. And he's a surgeon, and he's, you know, loved and just amazing doctor at the CASA.
So when you're talking about the doctor and the people, are these people, I don't know how to address them, are these that work with the bed, are these entities, people, gods, what are they?
Well, actually, they can be both. Ancestors come in, grandmothers come in, you know, all kinds of things like that happen, and, you know, of this world, too. But these doctors that we're talking about with John of God at his CASA and that work with the crystal bed have been passed on, and they work as a team to bring in all of this energy, and whatever doctor is for your case is who comes.
So, Pamela, as you're talking, I'm getting more excited, because I, you know, and for everybody that is listening, the vet is coming to Winston-Salem in March 17. So, and it's going to be housed here at my house. So I'm inviting everybody that lives in North Carolina that want to travel to Winston-Salem. It would be either Friday the 17th or Sunday the 19th. Contact Pamela or myself on Facebook, Claudia Pureco, or Charlotte View, or with Pamela Sophia Reis. And Ed is here with us. So let's bring Ed to the conversation, because he can tell us also a little bit about his own experience with the bed. Ed, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, but I do hear a echo. Let me see.
Is that better?
Yeah, because Pamela just dropped. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I can tell you my thought taken. I've actually met Pamela. When did we meet? About a year ago?
Yeah.
And it was actually, it was an incredible experience from the very beginning. And every time Pamela comes to town, I'm one of the first to sign up.
Yeah, he's part of my my spiritual hospital team. He's part of it. You know, they just kind of make a hospital, spiritual hospital, and he's part of the staff.
Yeah.
The doctor said yes, him. Yeah. He does this, so yeah, I love it. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, it's an incredible experience. Not only do I resonate with it, it does clear the chakras, but the experience itself. I mean, visually I see so much, but emotionally and physically I just feel so much. The entities do come in very strong.
Yeah, they also have given you lots of abilities and gifts. They seem to want you to even go deeper. That's the story.
I call it the upgrades.
Yeah, the upgrades. That's right.
Yes. I mean, the experience itself, you know, my abilities have definitely improved. You know, they open up much just for myself. I can't speak for everyone else, but for myself, definitely it's helped. I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect. So that was another of the questions that people ask is, do I have to have a clear intention for the bed to work? And you just answered with that is that even though you might come for something, it goes even way other areas that you weren't expecting. So if you we all have psychic abilities or supernatural and to have them in haze, it's magnificent.
I think my intention was just to be open to anything. I didn't have any intention. I think some people do have intentions. I don't know. But my intention was to be open to anything, to any experience. So, and I've never been disappointed. I think one time they cleared old karma, which was an incredible experience. You know, you're very unique. And, you know, most of the time it's been just, you know, it's just been magical. It really has. Very soothing and relaxing. And it's difficult to explain because it's unique, I think, for everybody. So I think you should just be open to it. And Pamela, you can do long distance.
Yeah, I do distance sessions a lot, and people have the same experience also as being under the bed. They just don't get my soup, which is part of the session when I give sessions here is that it's about 2 hours. I have a couple appointments open this weekend here in Gold Hill, North Carolina. And we are booked pretty much all the time, and people's experiences are totally, totally different every single time. It just depends where you're at and what needs to be the most important thing at that moment.
Okay, so just to mention again, so this weekend, which is today, tomorrow, and Sunday, you're going to be at Sacred Grove. And, well, I love Sacred Grove. So if you are in North Carolina and you just can't wait for the Winston-Salem one, on Sacred Grove, you can try the bed either today, tomorrow, or Sunday. Do you guys happen to know the address? Or I'll look it up while we take callers. But do you have the address for Sacred Grove?
Yes, I actually do have it.
Actually, we have only appointments on Saturday. Sunday's booked up, and we have one appointment later this afternoon. So there's only a couple appointments. I just wanted to clarify that.
It's better to call you?
Yes.
Can you tell us your phone number, Sophia?
Yes.
Pamela.
252. 213-4713.
Thank you. And yeah, as you were going to tell us the address?
Yes, it's on Matten Grove Church Road in Gold Hill, North Carolina.
And you can also look them up on Facebook, Sacred Grove, and you will not be disappointed. And if Ed is also there, well, that's a double whammy. So are you guys ready to take some callers?
Go ahead, Pamela. I think Pamela wanted to...
Yeah, one thing was I just wanted to say that I can't wait to come to Winston-Salem. It's my hometown where I was born and raised, and so I'm excited about coming to your place and doing crystal bed sessions, and I hope to come to Ed's soon and do more sessions too, so if you're around whenever we do that, maybe in April or something.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, I'm clear.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to set the rules for our callers, please just one question per call, because we have too many people waiting and I'm anxious to have their calls. And Ed and Pamela are going to answer briefly to both of them. And so are you guys ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's go to Sacramento. And let's bring Wendy to the show.
Hi, Ed and Pamela.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, it's wonderful to meet you both. I set the alarm clock because this is so important to me.
Wonderful. What can we do for you today?
Thank you. I have manifested some very nice work opportunities. Through a staffing agency, I was actually offered a job for a call center for a HealthNet Send team. And I'm completing the background check right now. I go in on Tuesday for the fingerprinting. And this kind of background check is very expensive for the company, around $2,000. So I think they're serious. And I'm hoping that if I really do go on board, that they make me permanent soon and that I keep the job for at least 4 years. My only concern is I take public transportation, and I hope I don't get too tired with public transportation with the job. I also tested for Pacific Gas and Electric, and I passed. And so maybe I'll hear from them. And then yesterday, something ironic happened. A young man from a temp agency and I had quite a conversation, and he wanted to submit me for Golden One Credit Union for their call center. And I told him I would love to have the job. However, I've tried many times, and the person in charge just simply hasn't hired me. And he insisted that I fill out my form online and that he would speak to his manager. And he said that he feels that he can get me in there, and that would be a wonderful job too. So are any of these going to come to fruition and last for at least 4 years, I hope?
Well, I would say from just talking to you, the best fit for you would probably be the healthcare. It fits your energy the best. You're good at helping people. You need to control your energy. You've been working on manifesting a position for a while, so it's all starting to come together. Now, they all seem to be kind of temp. Your best bet is the one that you have, the lead. As far as it taking suit, that is up to you, how you perform. I think that is your best bet. I would stick with that the most. That's your strongest lead. I think you can do it if you stay with it, but you have to control that, and you're doing good. You're doing good at that. You're doing much better than you were, months ago. So I think that's your best bet. But, you know, you have to, don't spread yourself too far out. You know, you're trying too many things, you know, narrow yourself. You know, you're trying too many. And does that make sense? It's good to try many options, but now, okay, you've got how many interviews? Now, what do you want?
And you know what, in addition to that is, as we hear from Wendy, I feel like some of her learning, her path journey is about trusting. It's like trust on the unexpected without even knowing all that it is. We never know, we really never know everything before we step into trust. So this is showing to you, Wendy, just trust that is the best for you and trust that it would be the best for you for as long as it lasts. Forever, I don't think it's part of the human experience anymore. Do you agree with that, Ed?
Yes, because you never know what something might come up that you might really like.
Pamela, do you have something?
Well, actually, what just came through, which was interesting because at first I didn't hear anything, and then I just heard, this is kind of funny, is that maybe get a basket and put these names in the basket and then put one in there that is blank and just kind of like hang out with them and just draw also the piece of paper and just because you don't really know yet what your path is going to be, something totally different is what I just received.
Thank you, Wendy, for calling. So now let's go to Didi. Let's go to California. Well, let's stay in California and go with Didi.
Hi, Didi.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I am concerned over my finances and contributing to helping my husband and son. And I'm interested in where that's coming and how I'm going to achieve it, because I'm a little scattered.
Okay. Let's see. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay. You got quiet. We lost the track of the... Just one second. Let me see if we can tune into that. It seems like everything is being put on your plate.
Am I serving myself or is somebody serving me?
That's a good question to ask yourself.
Say, take this karma, please. Take this karma, please. Give me some new karma. Ripen.
It does seem like everything is being put on you, to where it's like, okay, you're the one that has to hold everything. And you do have to ask yourself why. And I'm not sure why that is. Do you have any insight in that?
Well, I like that the word was karma. You know, the lamas that I work with, they all say that until our karma is exhausted, it's going to continue until it's exhausted. And then when it's exhausted, it's gone, and it's gone forever. So I kind of see that as working off some old karma of some sort. And then as soon as it's all burned up, which you're doing a great job of doing, just always continue to say, please release me or something like that. And as soon as it's burned up, honey, you're going to be glorified with abundance of everything, of infinite abundance.
Yeah, and it seems like you've got a couple more months of that.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Go ahead.
No, I'm okay with a couple of months. That's fine, because I've really been doing a lot of spiritual work for myself, on myself. So this is giving me a good foundation. My concern is I don't play well with others as far as employment goes. And I'm wondering, is it something that I'm going to be doing a position on my own, working for somebody, or am I going to find a job for I can work from home doing myself?
Well, that's something you have to ask yourself. What do you want to do? What do you like to do? What fulfills your soul? And that's something that you, because you are strong, you're strong natured, and that's good for you. That's almost your purpose, to be independent and to be strong natured. You're, you know, that warrior energy, you know, that goddess energy in you, that's why you're strong, is to create that, you know, honor that. So you need to figure out what you want to do to almost be in service. I actually see you being self-employed, creating a business.
So, if I may add, I just sometimes, because we have this fear of not having enough to survive where we want to have our own business. So sometimes by going into working with somebody else, it gets away that fear that gives you the space to create your own business. So many people might go to work. So it's just to clear you of the fear that you're not going to be provided, knowing that it is so you can create your own business. Does that make sense to you, Ed?
Yeah. Dee, you're very strong and you are a go-getter. You can do just about anything. Just figure out what you want to do, because when you know what you want to do, what makes you happy, you will be very, very good at it.
Okay, so now let's go to Boston and let's bring Gwen to the show.
Hi, Claudia.
Hey, Gwen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. I'm actually, okay, let me get into a conference room. Good.
Hi,
how is
how
everybody
are you?
Today?
Good,
I'm,
how are
well,
you?
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so excellent, sitting right here with my very favorite person in the whole world, Ed. One of my favorites.
I know, I love Ed. We all love Ed.
And we get to play together. We love playing.
My question is in regards to a friendship relationship that I have with a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know if you see this growing, because it's been a slow process for the both of us. We're taking everything very slow, but I want to know if you see this growing.
Okay. Can you tell me his name?
His name is Alan.
Okay. Okay. It is a very slow process.
Yes.
I do see it growing. I think you guys are both on the same level, but you might want to maybe throw a little hint, because I'm not sure if he knows. I'm not sure he knows. Sometimes men, men need the obvious. You know, they need to know that you are interested.
Okay. I will tell you, he does have a relationship. relationship.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure. So it kind of keeps me at a different type of level.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't
wait,
want
then.
To.
Yeah, definitely wait.
Yeah.
Definitely
before
wait.
Before I confess.
Okay. Yes, definitely
anything.
Wait.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it's taking so long then. Because that's why it feels so... I look at energy and I feel it's like a cord. So that's why
mm-hmm.
it feels like a thread. It's very thin,
mm-hmm.
but it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was so hesitant.
Yes.
I do see a progress, but it has a long span.
Yeah.
Because it could go either way, because I can actually feel you pulling away too. So give it time. Because you might change your mind, to be honest with you, before he gets to that point. But I do see it going if you decide to stay, if you decide to continue.
Thank you, Ed. And Pamela has anything to say?
I'm good. I think you got it covered.
So thank you, Gwen, for your question, and do let us know what happened. We'll always like to know what happened. So then let's go to New Jersey, and let's bring Laura to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How can we help you today?
I just applied through an agency for a contract opportunity. It's supposed to go 4 months with the possibility of getting extended through December. And I wondered if you see me getting that job or something completely different.
Okay, let's see.
What was this job for? What did you apply?
I just applied for a contract opportunity with an agency, and they said it might get extended through December, but it's only 4 months initially.
Oh, what kind of contract?
Yeah, so if I got that or a different job because I've been applying and interviewing for permanent jobs and contract jobs.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it feels like it's just not there.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like you've been trying, and you've just been hitting a wall, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I need to get something, and I don't understand why it's not coming through.
Yeah, it feels like you have just your energy has just been stopped.
Well, I keep applying and I keep interviewing, so it's not like I stopped. I keep going.
Yeah, you keep trying. You need to raise your energy. You need to it's the energy you're putting out there when you were putting this when you're typing, you are at like, oh, what's the point of doing this? Because, you know, you just keep running into not getting an interview. You know, you need to positively, I'm going to get this job and feel it and know it. It's all in the intent and the mindset. You are going to get this job. Because you are set. You are not going to get these jobs, and you are doing the interviewers, doing the application, knowing that you're not going to get these jobs, and then you aren't getting these jobs. You have to know, feel, and want these jobs, and you will get them.
Can you think of a way, Ed, that she can help to get rid of that energy, because most probably when that happens to you, you don't realize you're doing, and you don't know. It's like, so how do I do that? How do I get myself out of this trance or this energy block?
Do something positive. You have to get rid of that energy. What do you like to do? Do something that you absolutely love to do before you do that application.
Okay, so she can get into doing something.
You know, yes. You know, something that's going to raise your vibration. Get out in the sun, laugh, do something. I get a little silly, I sing, when no one's around, obviously, because I cannot carry a tune. But, I turn the music up really loud and I sing. It, it clears everything. It makes me happy. And you feel good, So when you're alone, sing loud, like nobody can hear you, be crazy, and you feel much better when you're done, and you feel great, and you feel like you can conquer the world, and that's when you need to type that.
Thank you, Ed. And it's just as simple as that, and we keep telling people that and ourselves is that it's simple, it's easy, it's effortless. Just sing. So now let's go to our chat room. And we have Amanda in the chat room. And she says, she types, I'm drawn to move from my house. And I would appreciate any guidance on this. Whether this feels like a good idea to do. And also whether to stay close to where I live now or closer to the airport. And also, any guidance on if she's selling her house for that to happen?
That's a good question.
Well, as a feng shui practitioner for 25 years, I have a university that teaches feng shui and teaches how to be a practitioner and all. And we do a lot of selling the houses and different things of the energies of the house. And for one thing, the house and the land has to release you for you to even be able to go. No matter what you do, sometimes the land spirit and the house itself loves you so much that it has a hard time releasing. So for you to be unclear at this moment would tell me that there's some energies there that are kind of holding you there. And first of all, you would have to make peace with them before you could even go anywhere. You can think about going to the airport. You can think this or that. But to make it action, you will have to, talk to the land and kind of bring peace and ask it to take you where you need to be and bring in who needs to be at your place is a good way to start by, giving an offering to the land every day for a while. We do 27 days of just offering the land cornmeal or tobacco or whatever and just say, hey, spirit, take me where I'm supposed to be. It might not even be near the airport. We don't know that yet. We don't know your destiny at the moment, but they do and whoever your guides are. So that's what I am picking up on that is to talk to the land, go out and sit on the ground and, do that.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that as well. I actually think you're kind of happy in there. I would just renovate it, look at it and spruce it up. Because the house feels good.
Yeah, it feels great. And, it just made me a little clearing of some old predecessor energy that was left behind that makes you want to leave.
Yeah, I mean, you want a change. It feels like you just want to change. And instead of moving, I would just change some paint and some furniture and, but the house feels good. I would just do a cleansing and have fun with some furniture and some paint. But
Yeah, I'm hearing the song by Bob Marley. It's funny. It's called Lively Up Yourself. It just came through.
So, that's what we're getting.
Yeah, so, and it's very important, you guys, what you just said is that where you are, to give the land and your house, your love and your gratitude for all of those years, it's like you have also to close that cycle before you can start the new one. But in the meantime, just like I said, enjoy it. Enjoy your house. Buy new furniture or don't buy anything. Just move it around. Play with it. So now let's go to Connecticut and let's bring Trish to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Trish, how are you?
I'm well. I was wondering if you had any insight into me either changing jobs and increasing finances or having other sources of income to increase finances.
Let's see. I think right now, I think you should stay where you're at. I don't think there's a point. There's no harm in looking. Right now, it feels very good where you're at. I know you want to change. So I would continue to look. But right now, the reason it feels like that you're moving is that you want more of an income, an increase. But I don't feel like there's one out there that suits you better.
For the entire year or short term?
Short term. That's why I would say I would continue looking.
I'm not going to leave till I find something.
Yeah. I think later in the end of the year, feels much better to actually more towards the, feels like probably October and November would be closer towards more of a change.
Okay. And does that mean that the overall finances will improve?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It is going to be a slow process, though, I'll be honest with you. But it does.
Slow
it
meaning it
improve.
Starts late, or slow meaning it takes a while to.
It's going to take a while to, you know, feel it.
Oh. Okay.
You have, you have things you'll have to pay off and stuff like that. You know, catch up on.
Oh, but that is good news. That is good news.
Yeah, it definitely is going to pick up.
I don't wish that we all have that very rich uncle that just dies and gives you the money, and you don't have to wait and
maybe
do
not die, just get a check.
But
or
well,
you come across that gemstone.
Yeah. Oh, I so wish that would happen. But we have. And in the chat room, and this is Sandra, and she is in Portugal, and she has a question for you guys, and she says, if you can get anything about her husband, Wesley, about his work, and if it's coming soon, the work for Wesley.
Such a hard time. With finances just all around for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think he's probably more of the in a better place.
Is
Yeah, it also feels like that if he seeks a better job of some sort, it needs to be very healthy for him, not a stressful job in any way in this time in his life. So seeking a healthy environment and a healthy job is the most important thing with his search.
Emotionally.
Emotionally also.
So is it coming to, for him, something like that?
I don't see anything anytime soon, but it will eventually. I mean, there's not a lot of change going on, I think, just in general. But with him, it's going to be a while. A couple of months, maybe 6 months. It's a long process. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, and you know, when I remember when that happened to my husband, and honestly, the best thing that we did right there is just we signed up for dancing classes, and we started just doing whatever we could to distract the mind, because that's the thing that gets you. The mind is always there. So we would just try anything, like, do you want to? Yes, what? And then find out what it was, and we would just sign up whatever we could to get distracted.
And, you know, sometimes it's a blessing. You know, we focus so much on we have to have a job, but we need to take time and say, okay, what does my soul want? What do I want to do? You know, what makes me happy? You know, we're always worried about, you know, our bills. And that is important. We do have to live. But what do we like to do? You know, we forget, what do we like to do? Or what do we even want to do? Do we like to write? Do we like to sing? You know, have we ever even thought about picking up a paintbrush? Whether we're good or not, you know, something creative, and you'll be surprised what you can do or what makes you happy.
Yeah, like lay down on the ground and look up at the clouds. Just watch them flow through you and by you and release all the tension and stress of this world. We're all so serious, and we need to be laughing.
We have to get back in touch with our inner child.
Yeah.
It's so important, you know. Kids, you know, we have bills to pay, and we, you know, and it is important, but, you know, to laugh is, you know, it's so, so important.
Like a Buddha's big stomach, you know, they say the children's Buddha, you know, you've all seen him with his long ears and his big stomach, and he's just so happy, and he's called the Laughing Buddha. And, you know, I saw a video on YouTube of the Laughing Buddha, a guy that was giving an interview, and they couldn't stop laughing for, like, hours. It was just hilarious. And so if you just say,
yeah,
just,
and if they take a moment, you know, Sandra and her husband, just take a moment and, like you said, dance and go on a picnic. It'll make the whole process so much easier. And they will be fine. You know, Sandra, I'm not, you know, I don't want you to be concerned, that you will be fine, and you will find, but don't make the process harder than it has to be. Enjoy the time while you guys can. You know, you guys have time together. You know, you'll find a job, but take the time and reconnect.
Yeah. And they live in such a beautiful country with the ocean and everything. And let's go to another place, which is one of my favorites. Let's go to Montana, and let's bring Maggie to the show.
Oh, okay. I love Montana.
Hello.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Please
I'm
don't
okay.
tell us.
How are you?
Don't
Good.
Tell us, Maggie, that you want to leave Montana, because we love Montana.
Well, actually, I'm trying to relocate to a city instead of being so rural, and I've got a little bit of a dilemma. I do live in home health here, and I've done it for 9 months, and I'm just extremely tired. I've done it for 24/7, 7 days a week to 6 days a week, actually it's six and a half, but I gave my notice because I'm just so burnt out on it. And, you know, the client just needs more care than what I'm able to offer 24/7. So I've given my notice, and my notice will be up on Tuesday. I haven't secured a job in the city nor a place to live, because there's also a catch 21 there. And that is, you can't secure a place without a job. And, you know, I'm still working until Tuesday. And it's not necessarily that I have to be out of here on Tuesday. However, I have to have an income coming in. You know, the family will let me stay here as long as I need. But the commuting is 2 hours. And it's just wearing me down. And there's so many stipulations into renting a place, you know, with all their contracts and applications and fees and, you know, and all this. And I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed, like trying to do both things at one time. And I'm like, holy crap. I don't know which direction to go in first. And, you know, I did take a kind of a job. I'm not going to be training for like 3 weeks, and I don't know if I can even do it. I don't have enough confidence in myself for selling door to door, you know, and, you know, I don't know the area, so it leaves me kind of vulnerable, and I don't like it. I'm looking elsewhere. I don't know if you guys see it coming my way. Is the path going to clear, or, you know, what is it?
Maggie, do you like selling?
Do I like selling? I like talking to people. I do. I just don't know about the door-to-door and approaching people and being told no. Because I get butt hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean? No. You know. I don't know if I can take the rejection. You know.
Well,
yeah, like I have a business background too. You know, I have marketing, I have business management, I have accounting, I have human resources, I have healthcare. I just have, you know, there's a lot of possibility, but it's all the steps that you got to take and all the trips that are 2 hours away.
Yeah. Well, I think you need
to
trust a little bit. I think you need to trust a little bit, and because you have taken the first step. And you've decided, okay, you know, I'm going to let go and, you know, I'm not happy. So you're going to, you know, move, you know. So you've done that.
Fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah. So, so where's calling you? The city's calling you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's not even a Walmart here. And I'm like jonesing for just a regular store. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like.
So,
yeah, there's nothing.
So the city's calling you. That's your home. Go
okay.
there. Go there.
Yeah.
Take that step, and the rest is going to fall into place.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know where to go when I get there. Like, I can't afford an extended stay at the Holiday Inn, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't afford it. Financially, I have enough money to get myself into a place, get all the utilities on, and get to work. That's probably about.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm hearing also is that the Let Your Place Find You, it's going to show up. I see it. I feel it. It's going to show up. So don't, like, you know, stress out and forget. I know what you're talking about with having to do the application fees and all that stuff. And you can't do that with every place, because then you're out of money, because they all charge $30 to $60 for an application fee. And then they tell you, oh, no, you don't get it. So you lose all that money. Let Your Place Find You without these fees. You might not have to do that. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like that there's going to be a place that's kind of waiting for you.
It's going to fall in your lap.
It is.
Yeah, she feels so blessed, doesn't she?
Yeah, you've already taken the big step. You've already said, okay, I'm going to allow. And you've done the hard part and said, okay, I'm going to trust and I'm going to quit my job. And I'm going to move in the city. And that's the hard part. You've already taken that first step. So now take the next step and just pack it and
go.
And go.
Yep, there's a song of John Agog's, the Casa, When We All Leave the Brazil Casa. It's a song in Brazilian called take the Hand of God and Go. Doesn't mean just God, but just, you know, to have that faith that you are. I have done it a bunch of times, and I have got in my car, and I have gone to where I need to be, and it has manifested right there and then. One time I lost my wallet in New York, and I had a job and had to go through tolls in New York City to get to Long Island, to get to the Crystal Bed place. And all of a sudden, I didn't have a wallet, and I had nothing. And I just played like everything was the same. I was going to go get my coffee, and I was going to go through that that gate and pay my toll, because they won't let you go through if you don't have the money to go through. There's no pass. and it all works out amazingly, and it all did work out. And I found my wallet, and I did my job, and nothing interfered with it. So, yeah, just step out.
And to be honest with you, I remember when I first started doing this professionally, I used to think, well, what a spirit, what if I don't get anything? What a spirit doesn't come through, and spirits never let me down.
Never forsake us.
Yeah. you will be taken care of.
Yeah, and I think we all are. And whatever is it that we need, it always comes knocking to our door. And it's just that it comes in disguise, in this fantastic ways. It might be in the mail, it might be the song, it might be the book, there's always something there. So Maggie, let us know how it went and the surprises
Maggie?
That life
Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Claudia, may I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Maggie, the way it's going to come through is you are going to talk to somebody, and that person's going to say, well, I actually know a place. Because you are such an open person, and somebody, you're just going to openly talk to somebody, and somebody is going, well, I actually know of a place, and it's going to go because of your personality. So somebody that you are going to talk to is going to know of a place.
Yeah, and that's what I was feeling about that, too, was that someone, it's either you're going to be living with someone, or either someone, like I was saying, is going to be a part of that manifestation.
Yeah, so you're going to look at all these places, and you're not going to find something, and you're just going to sit down, and you're just going to start talking to a stranger, and they're going to know the place.
Yeah,
so
don't
stress.
So don't stress. So it's going to be because of your open personality, your kind heart.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So just keep being your normal, wonderful self.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry. We have one more caller, but I don't know how are you in terms of time, guys. Do we have time for one more caller, or do you have appointments?
We can do one more.
So let's go to California again and bring Anne to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for taking my phone call. Hi, Anne.
How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Ed?
I'm wonderful. What can I do for you today?
I have a question. What do you see for me in my love life? I'm definitely looking for a long-term relationship, something that will last, like a life partnership. And I had hopes for someone from my past that I have known for some time, but things just didn't move.
Yeah.
And I don't know if things will work out eventually, or he is not interested or not available. I don't know.
Let's see.
Well, I sort of feel a new love.
I kind of do too. Yeah. Past love. I think you have outgrown the past love. I think you want him, but if it came down to it, you've grown. I don't think it would have worked. But I do feel a new one coming. So I would be open to, you are open to allowing. Now, when it comes to this new person, allow yourself to be more open. You have certain guidelines. Allow yourself to be more free with differences, I guess. What I mean with that is you're very specific on what you want. Allow yourself to be more open. Your little regiment.
Well, pretty much open, but it didn't happen. And when you think past love, outgrown, do you think it's my ex-husband or that gentleman, the boyfriend? There's like two men around me. One is ex-husband that is very friendly and we talk sometimes. And the other one is ex-boyfriend. So which one do you see that is outgrown?
I don't know.
With ex, I don't think that ends.
Or whatever. I don't know which one it is, but either one of them, I see a new one coming in. A brand new one.
And how soon do you see this person comes? Because, well, I'm open, but nothing happened.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I think it's probably going to be closer to 6 months. You have to release those other two before anything else comes in.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
You're still holding on to something about them that won't allow you to move on.
When he says release, he doesn't mean release it out of your life and never see them again. He's just meaning release it out of your energy so you can attract a new relationship in. You can still be loving and compassionate with those men.
You're holding on to maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll work. And so that's not allowing another energy, another person to come in because you're still holding on. Well, maybe it'll work. It's like you only have one door. You have one room for that. For a mate, and you're still holding on. Well, maybe they'll work, and so there's not enough room for another, mate energy in that room.
Yeah, just like in feng shui, they say clean out a drawer for a new mate to come in, give him space to put a nightstand beside his bed, and give him a drawer, and give him things so he feels like he's spacious and has room. It's sort of like there's no room right now for that new to come in.
Yeah, if you stay the night, where would he put his toothbrush?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Or would one of the other men walk in? Comfort, safety.
Ed, do you have an idea where I can meet this new person? As I work mostly with women, and I'm open to meet new people, and I also work with public. It just didn't happen.
It's funny, I see you like dancing, like I was talking about earlier, like some kind of...
I'm not dancing due to some injuries in the past. I cannot dance anymore.
I don't. I actually see it through a woman. So... it might be a friend, I'm not sure, but it's going to be about 6 months. It's not going to be anytime soon.
Okay.
Yeah, just continue to work on getting clear in your mind, stream, about what you really want.
And that is why, as you are saying 6 months, is that in these 6 months, it would be a good idea for her, just as an intention to release any relationship that is no longer for your better, or not for your better, it's no longer real for you. So release anything, even if you don't know which one it is. And
if it's not for your best interest, then there's just not enough room for something new to come in.
And you don't have to choose that. You can also just ask spirit, just say, hey, please release things that are not for my highest good.
Well, we want to thank Pamela for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome.
And Pamela, questions like this, issues like mundane issues like this can also be clear.
Was the question, would the crystal light bed help mundane issues?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it's really mundane, you know, especially if there's, you know, some kind of a legal thing or something. It's mundane. You have to go get a lawyer and have to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they might say that, or they might bring a lawyer to you that would help you. It's always mundane and spiritual issues.
It's energy. It's all energy and emotions.
It is. Yeah, you know, you have to feed your child. And you have to get its hand and say, hey, don't cross the street. The light is red. It's mundane.
Yeah.
Now, just at the last question before we leave, when you read your website, Pamela, is are we understanding correctly that the same guides that work with you are the same that work with John of God?
Oh, yes.
Same ones.
They're here right now. We have Dr. Gusto here today. He's been here helping out all of the people that's been coming this morning and that will be continuing through the day. He's been
it's
here.
It's funny. I pull on the – actually, I was about a mile away, and I could feel them. I'm like, ooh, I already feel them.
Yeah, they love working on Ed. Ed is going to be having a session in just a few minutes, and so they're ramping up for him.
Yeah.
you're so lucky, Ed. I can't wait for mine. So, so this is, I think, it for today. Thank you, everybody, for being here on Light and Energy with Psychic Medium Ed.
Yes, thank you for listening.
I just wanted to mention next show is in March, and we have it scheduled for March 31st. And I have the 24th also open. So do you rather do it on the 31st or 24th?
I like March 31st.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
So March 31st, put it on your calendars and call us and have your own reading with Psychic Medium Ed. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Have a beautiful weekend. I do see many, many, many people coming for healing. So enjoy those times. Enjoy the people that you're meeting. Please give Ellen a hug from me. And thank you for your work.
And I look forward to being with you on the 18th and 19th and 17th, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Claudia, as always.
Thank you, Ed, for playing with me.
Have a good day. Thank you, everyone.
Good day, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Is it just cut off automatically?